Gracious one, giver of life for us all, you have created us to love. You have created us to be a community, a beloved community. You have created us to love and to value one another, to bring fairness and justice into all of what we do, into all of who we are. By your word and spirit, awaken, I'm sorry, yes. You have given us all that we need to change the church, to change this world. By your word and spirit, awaken the prophetic call inside each of us to be advocates and activists for all people. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen. Today's reading, we'll have one reading today, and it comes from the Hebrew scriptures. It is the story of God calling Samuel to be a prophet, as the children discussed earlier with Joel. Now, Samuel's mother, Hannah, had been barren for many years. So she had given her son when he was born to service of the Lord in thanksgiving for God's gift of a child. And so Samuel serves the priest Eli at the temple in Shiloh. Jerusalem was not yet an Israelite city. Now, for many years at this time, revelations from God, words, visions, they were rare. But late one night, while the lamp of God burned, God called Samuel, as God had called Moses, Gideon, Samson, and many others. Now, Samuel thinks it's Eli who is calling him. He does not recognize God's voice because he had never heard God's voice before. It is Eli who realizes that God is calling the boy. Now, let's listen for God's word to us from 1 Samuel chapter 3, verses 1 through 20.
Now the boy Samuel was ministering to the Lord under Eli. The word of the Lord was rare in those days. Visions were not widespread. At that time, Eli, whose eyesight had begun to grow dim so that he could not see, was lying down in his room. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the temple of the Lord, where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel, Samuel.
And he said, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
He said, "I did not call. Lie down again."
So he went and lay down.
The Lord called again, "Samuel."
Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
But Eli said, "I did not call, my son. Lie down again."
Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord, and the word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him.
The Lord called Samuel again a third time.
And he got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, for you called me."
Then Eli perceived that the Lord was calling the boy. Therefore, Eli said to Samuel, "Go, lie down, and if he calls you, you shall say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'"
So Samuel went and lay down in his place.
Now the Lord came and stood there, calling as before, "Samuel, Samuel."
And Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
Then the Lord said to Samuel, "See, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears of it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquity that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be expiated or by sacrifice or offering forever."
Samuel lay there until morning. Then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord. Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli.
But Eli called Samuel and said, "Samuel, my son."
He said, "Here I am."
Eli said, "What was it that he told you? Do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me of all that he told you."
So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him.
Then he said, "It is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him."
As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him, and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord.
The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.